Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and with this eye-popping Blagojevich story in the news, we have a question on our webpage today. What's your all-time favorite case of political corruption? Trying to sell the president-elect Senate seat has got to be up there with the all-time great. So we figured we would ask you today, what's your all-time favorite case of political corruption? Post your answer to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And joining us now to talk about the latest in the sweepstakes for the open Senate seat, or at least soon to be open Senate seat, assuming Hillary Clinton is confirmed as Secretary of State here in New York, is New York Post Albany editor Fred Dicker. He reports today on the evolving Caroline Kennedy for Senate story. Hi, Fred. How you doing?
I'm terrific, Brian. Good morning and greetings from Albany.
Do you have an all-time favorite case of political corruption?
Well, I find it hard to put favorite and political corruption in the same category. We've had so many scandals involving state legislators here that I think I'd have to probably take a while to choose amongst them. I wouldn't call the Troopergate or Dirty Trick scandal a political corruption scandal, but right. With Elliot Spitzer using the state police against a political rival, I thought that was pretty horrifying. But no, there's no one that jumps out, certainly not in the category of what we're just seeing coming out of Chicago, Illinois right now.
So you've got some good news for Caroline Kennedy in Marist poll that you cite in your story today. What did they find?
Well, the Marist poll, I think, to Caroline Kennedy's benefit, found that very clearly amongst Democratic voters in New York, Caroline Kennedy with 31% of Democrat support, easily topped Andrew Cuomo with 21% of Democratic support. And this will be a Democratic politician, or at least a Democrat, most likely, who Governor Patterson, who is a Democrat, will be picking.
I don't really get the Caroline Kennedy thing except as an act of almost political aristocracy. I mean, she hasn't been working in politics or policy while so many other hardworking New York State Democrats have. Why is this even a serious consideration?
Because of the name Kennedy, and that's all. You're absolutely right about her. She has nothing to commend herself to the people of New York or to the governor other than her name. I mean, she is a diffident individual by all accounts, a shy person, very bright, Columbia Law grad, but she hasn't been involved in public life in the way someone would normally be expected to be involved if you're going to be considered for an august position like United States Senate. She doesn't have any special accomplishments. I'm sure she's a very good person in what she does, a good mother, et cetera, but there's no transcendent accomplishment out there that could be compared to other political figures who've been working hard in the political arena. It's not an easy arena to be in. And frankly, given the state's tremendous needs, especially upstate New York, but the overall state with the disaster on Wall Street, the collapsing state and local budgets, loss of upstate population, there's nothing in Caroline Kennedy's background to suggest she'd be able to deal with any of those things.
Did you write a story, was it in yesterday's paper, saying, in effect, that Patterson is lukewarm on this? It's mostly other people who are talking this up?
Yes. In fact, I quoted someone on the inside of the Patterson administration is putting the odds at 20-1 that Caroline Kennedy would be selected. And I think that's still the case. I don't think it's by any means certain that she would get the job, assuming she even wanted it. Governor Patterson has said she hasn't even asked for the job. I would note today the Buffalo News, an important voice in upstate New York, a Buffalo News newspaper, very strongly came out against an editorial against Caroline Kennedy, saying it should be Andrew Cuomo, a well-regarded columnist in the Albany paper today, very strongly came out against Caroline Kennedy, saying she has nothing to commend her to this position at a time when upstate has great needs. I think the governor, in the end, will decide what's best for him when it comes to making this selection, because he'll be running on the same ticket with that individual in 2010. And when he reflects on it, I think he'll become convinced that Caroline Kennedy doesn't bring him anything special. He already has the Kennedy Democratic vote, I think it would be fair to say.
Listeners, do you think that Caroline Kennedy is the most qualified person to replace Hillary Clinton in the U.S. Senate from New York? And if so, why? And if not, why not? And if not Caroline Kennedy, then who? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9222. 9692 as we talk about it with Fred Dicker, state editor for the New York Post. And before we get into some of the other candidates and some of the other horse trading and even compare, you know, not that there's really any comparison, but to the kinds of deals that Rod Blagojevich was allegedly trying to make in Illinois, where politics comes into it and where the line is, I want to ask your opinion about the qualifications for the best person for a senator from New York from the standpoint of public service, because I actually don't see a lot of the media asking that question. Everybody's sure. talking about, you know, Chuck Schumer supposedly doesn't want somebody to upstage him, or Governor Patterson wants to get rid of somebody who might run against him in 2010, or these kinds of things. What do you think that New Yorkers get out of a senator who represents us well?
Well, I think most New Yorkers are probably pretty cynical about politics, but for those who aren't, and those who, even if cynical, are hoping for the best, what they get out of it is aggressive and high-quality representation in Washington for this New York State's interests, and whether it's a fair share of federal monies or regulations that affect Wall Street to try to keep it alive rather than see it say bye-bye to the shores of Manhattan, or pet projects for their areas that may be legitimate that Congress can bestow. And honest and, you know, thoughtful leadership. I think New Yorkers, more than a lot of other states, because of our tradition here, Brian, expect that we're going to have a high-quality individual or high-quality individuals, plural, in very high offices. They've been repeatedly disappointed in many cases, that's for sure. But I still think that's what they expect, the sort of best and the brightest representing a state that has some extraordinarily able people in it.
And do you see the governor asking those questions about qualifications or just looking at political considerations, as far as you know?
I don't think they're mutually exclusive. The governor has said he would do both, really, and I think he will try to do both, that he'll try to come up with a happy medium of somebody who's both impressive and accomplished on the one hand and then serves him well politically on the other, and I don't think they're necessarily mutually exclusive.
Ann in White Plains, you're on WNYC. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
I think as a reflection of the last election we had, where everyone clearly voted for change and privilege was not a part of it, but merit was a part of it, I think if Caroline Kennedy were offered this position, it would just fly in the face of everything that everyone voted for. She has not earned this. And it would just be a matter of her name getting her something that she has not worked for.
Anne, thank you. What would make them consider Caroline Kennedy? I know you said it's the name, but are there any political connections? Like, I know she was instrumental in helping Barack Obama get elected because early on she came out and said that he was, you know, the most inspiring, potentially transcendent figure for president since her father. I mean, that was very strong medicine, especially for Democrats during the primary season.
Oh, listen, Ted Kennedy's support was a lot more important than Caroline Kennedy's.
I understand, but it all added up, and she
yes,
did that.
Yes, it did, but she was not decisive, in my view. But that said, you know, the Kennedys carry a lot of weight. I mean, I'm sure David Patterson in his own life, growing up as an African-American, a young man, when even a boy, when John Kennedy was starting really to engage a reversal of the horrifying system of segregation in the South, the Kennedy name, then Robert Kennedy is very, very important in his life. And I think if Ted Kennedy, a dying senator by most accounts, called him up and said, Governor, I'm asking you to do this for me. We want to keep the legacy of the Kennedys going. Please put Caroline in the Senate. I think that would have a big impact on him. I'm
now,
not
do
sure
I understand
would...
that story was overreported, that in fact,
not
we don't know.
But wrongly reported.
Wrongly reported.
Yeah. So the New York Times has a correction today saying, whoops, we forgot to check.
I saw that. So yeah. Senator Edward Kennedy did not, as far as we know, call up David Patterson to lobby for Caroline.
Well, his office denied it, and the governor denied it. So I think we can say he didn't do it, because both are denying it.
Supporting Caroline Kennedy, or at least saying we're being too critical of her qualifications, John in, I'm sorry, where are you, John?
Pompton Plains, New Jersey.
Oh, Pompton Plains. Hi, John.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say I don't have any particular reason to support Caroline Kennedy, but I think it's a bit of a political hyperbole to say that she has nothing to recommend her when you remember that for the last several years she has worked as a fundraiser and as a strong advocate for the New York City school system.
What does it have to do with the United States Senate?
Well, it's just what I'm saying is that it gets a little bit like political hyperbole to say that she has nothing at all to recommend her in public life, when in fact she has dedicated the last 4 or 5 years to serving in the public eye. She hasn't been just a debutante.
Okay. No, I mean, I think she's a committed person. I agree with that. I mean, she's certainly not without any qualifications, that's for sure.
Do you, John, thank you. Do you know what she's done in her law career? She is a lawyer. She did write a book on constitutional law, didn't she?
I'm not. Yeah, she has that to her credit. Who actually wrote it? I mean, it may be like Profiles in Courage, which was written by Arthur Schlesinger, as I recall, even though it had John F. Kennedy's name on it.
But you don't know that, though,
no,
to take that credit
that.
Away from her, right?
No, we don't know that. But that's often the case with books, especially when celebrities do them. But we don't know that for sure. I don't know if she's ever practiced law. I just don't know enough about her.
All right. Peggy in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
There's a question, by the way, that will be asked if she becomes the governor's choice, obviously.
What her actual law practice
She'll be scrutinized and probably is being scrutinized right now as we speak more than she's ever been scrutinized before, which may be why she wouldn't answer any questions yesterday. I mean, reporters caught up with her and she wouldn't even answer, wouldn't even say hello to them.
Peggy in Manhattan, you know Caroline Kennedy.
Yeah. Yes, and that's not why I'm phoning. I was fortunate enough to get into the Barack campaign as a volunteer from the very beginning. And I believed in him. And my point is that throughout that entire campaign, people kept knocking him because he had no experience. He's done darn well. People are now knocking Caroline because she has no qualifications. This young woman is so intelligent, equally as intelligent as Barack, and that is the future of our country. And hopefully, maybe, the future of New York State. I think she'd be brilliant.
If you know her, are you familiar with her law career?
Yes.
What kind of law has she practiced?
I can't. I feel that I am personally betraying a trust.
To reveal what she did as a lawyer? How would that betray a trust? Is it a secret?
No. Oh, please. You know what I find about politics nowadays is that there is so much anger amongst people.
Yeah, well, you're going
to
take a look at the real world out there, madam, and see what's going on. A lot of people have a lot of problems that need to be addressed. It's not anger. We've lost 1 million people in upstate New York in 10 years. Upstate cities are in collapse. People have very genuine concerns, and they have every right to ask questions about qualifications.
And so do you think that Caroline Kennedy would be less qualified than Hillary Clinton when she didn't have a clue about upstate New York?
Well, I'll tell you, Hillary Clinton was a very public advocate on a number of positions. She was a well-known political type of person who was very comfortable in a political environment. The question that's being asked now is that Caroline Kennedy, who by, I think, everybody's account has a diffident or shy personality, is she up to doing what a political figure has to do when you're in the maelstrom of Washington and the Congress? I mean, that's a very legitimate question. She's probably a wonderful person, but is she temperamentally, among other things, fit to do this kind of job? There was no doubt about Barack Obama. He was already a politician. He was in the U.S. Senate. He was in the state Senate in a hardscrabble place in Chicago. He was a proven political figure. The questions about him was never about his intelligence or being a politician. It was whether he knew enough about national and international issues, only being a freshman senator. But at least he was a senator. Caroline Kennedy has never run for office once.
Peggy, thank you very much for your call. From our website, someone asks, can you explain to me why Nita Lowey's name doesn't even come up? Many were angry when Hillary ran because it was seen as her time in 2000. But she has taken her name out of the running this time to be appointed to replace Senator Clinton. How come?
Well, I've heard that at her age, her position in life, maybe with some health considerations as well, she has decided that this is not the time for her. That said, the governor, Governor Patterson, has been consulting her, amongst others, looking for recommendations on who to name. So it was her choice, though. I mean, she was mentioned very early on, but after she took herself out, it was obviously necessary just to no longer do that because she's out.
Jim in Morristown, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jim.
Hello, how are you? hello. How are you doing?
Good, Jim. Who you got?
Thanks for answering. Well, Carolyn Maloney. I'm in Morristown now, but I was on the east side. I was active in the Lexington Democratic Club for years, where she was a member, and I've been active in the Central Brooklyn Independent Democrats for years, so I'm sort of retired from reform Democratic politics in New York as an amateur.
But she was from your district. You were from her district. And Carolyn Maloney, Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, is putting her name in the ring, right, Fred Dicker?
Yes, and she's even hired a public relations firm with ties to the governor to get her name in the ring. But I would note she is from Manhattan, and the governor is very sensitive, as well he should be, to the fact that there aren't any upstate officials anymore statewide in New York, and he's looking in part to get some balance to a ticket. And Carolyn Maloney, an able, very wealthy individual, is not exactly a well-known name around the state, and even I, who cover state politics, really can't associate her with any particular accomplishment that would be would commend her to voters around the state.
Well, do you think, I mean, obviously people in her district, well, actually, let's talk to another, she hung up. Okay, we had Rita. I guess she figured we did it with Carolyn Maloney. She was going to talk about her. But, you know, she's been in Congress. She's done stuff. And other people, like the mayor of Buffalo, for example, who is not so well known all around the state, are being considered. So do you think the person needs to have a statewide reputation going into this?
I think that would help. Absent a statewide reputation, a transcendent accomplishment that people would recognize as being extraordinary. A distinguished academic leader, Shirley Jackson, who's a president of RPI up in Rensselaer County in Troy, recognized leader of a major corporation who isn't caught up in any scandals, but who could be seen as somebody who could fight for New York's business community. I mean, I think they may not necessarily have to be a household name, but should be someone who's recognized as having a remarkable set of accomplishments.
Before you go, it seems like politics, obviously, I mean, you know, of course, it is politics, so politics are going to play a role.
Sure.
We see allegedly illegal horse trading that Governor Blagojevich in Illinois was trying to do. But it almost seems like there's, you know, if there's not explicit quid pro quo horse trading like he's accused of, there's all this stuff, you know, that if somebody...
Well, we see it with the Senate now in New York with a gang of three and deals being made to allow the Democrats to take over the leadership of the Senate.
Right. So why isn't that illegal?
Well, the fundamental difference, and it's a very critical one under the law, has to do with personal benefits. The allegation in Illinois is the governor there was seeking to make millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars, was asking money, trading his official actions. Here in New York, generally, political deal-making, as in any state, is part of politics. I mean, that's part of compromise. But it doesn't involve, in say, the case, as far as we know, of what's going on now with the state Senate and Malcolm Smith, anybody getting personal benefits for their official actions, that is, being paid off. If it goes to that, it's criminal. But right now, and in most of the deals that we're familiar with here in New York, it has to do with advancing oneself in politics, not with lining your pocket. That's the fundamental difference.
If you're made chairman of the state Senate Finance Committee, for example, like Carl Kruger negotiated for, apparently, as part of this Gang of Three deal, do you get paid extra?
You do, but almost all of the senators get paid extra anyway. So that in and of itself is not anything that's extraordinary. And it's certainly you're paid extra because you're supposed to have extra responsibilities, not because you're getting a payoff. So there is, again, a fundamental distinction between getting money on the QT for doing an official action and getting money up front when you're doing something that's supposed to involve more responsibilities, and that's why you get more money.
All right. That's where we will leave it with Fred Dicker, state editor for the New York Post, reporting on the race such as it is for the appointment to U.S. Senate to replace Hillary Clinton. Thanks a lot for joining us, Fred.
Okay, take care, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, coming up in a minute. Are you in a book club? Has the book club ever become rancorous enough that you considered hiring a professional facilitator? Apparently this is happening more, and... we will talk to someone who actually does that in a minute. Stay with us.